Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on for Wednesday, August 17th, sponsored by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. And yes, Laura Sievert is my guest, always first and foremost on Wednesday, and Laura and I definitely rely on coffee to keep us fueled for the day. Harvest Ridge available at your home, or you can get it at your local convenience store. And today was a big day for Laura, your littlest one.
Little one.
Went to kindergarten.
Baby Grant.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. You're going to survive.
I'll tell you what. You
got it's full day kindergarten.
Full day kindergarten. Yeah, I was half day but back in the 80s. But it's full day kindergarten. My little guy, my third grader was given tips to my little guy. But kindergarten is bittersweet because, A, you know, it's my baby in kindergarten. But, B, I don't pay for full-time daycare anymore. Everybody.
What are you going to do with all your money? Okay.
Yeah, mom stuff.
Mom stuff. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Arts Quincy. And you kind of always have big announcements, so you've got something special you want to talk about today.
I do. I've got about 10 different things all going on at once, but I wanted to mention something that is like a long-term project. I have had three interns, three consecutive summers, working on our George Irwin archive. And we passed a momentous occasion this week where George M. Irwin has his very own Wikipedia page. You can look him up on Wikipedia. This is a way harder process than you might imagine. We had to verify every claim, basically. So if we said he won the governor's award, we had to prove that he won the governor's award. And if you know George's resume, there was a lot of proving that had to go on. So my interns for three summers have been working on scanning newspaper articles and magazine articles from all over the country about George, and we got them all approved through the Wikipedia system, and now he has a Wikipedia page. So do check it out. It's George M. Irwin. There are several George Irwins there, but make sure you get George McCully Irwin. It's just put an M in it, and you'll find it. And Arts Quincy, too, has a Wikipedia page in the review process. So thanks to Taylor and Lauren Twiddell and Abigail Oakley, who have worked really, really hard on going through a lot of amazing stuff that belonged to George.
That is exciting. And George Irwin will, even though he has passed, his legacy lives on. He started the Quincy Arts Council, and it's just great. Now it's Arts Quincy, and, you know, the Quincy Society of Fine Arts will always owe a debt of gratitude to George M. Irwin.
George M. Irwin.
Get that right, Mary. The M's got to be in there. Okay. So that's exciting.
So, other exciting news. We mentioned it here last week, but we're announcing it formally this week. See, I break stuff on the Mary Griffith Show.
I don't mind.
But we did win the Arts Engagement in American Communities Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. That is a big deal, a big recognition. It is our second time winning that award, and it comes with $10,000 to do more programming next year, so in 2023. So that's a big deal, and we're the smallest community to be recognized again this year, and that makes me feel good because we're doing big things in a small community.
Doing very big things in a small community. Yes, you heard it first a week ago, but yes, it is now officially being announced, $10,000 coming to Arts Quincy, and they'll use that for programming, I believe, at Jackson Lincoln Pool.
That's right.
Which is why you won the award. So it's just great that more and more years stretching out, that those programs will be able to continue and to expand. So congratulations.
And that's not all. We got one more. We also are a finalist for a big Illinois award with similar arts engagement in rural communities, arts and culture engagement in rural communities from the Illinois Humanities Council. That would be the first time that we have qualified for one of their awards. It, too, would come with $10,000, and we're a finalist for it. So, hey, raking in the dollars, putting them right back into the community, doing awesome stuff. I'm really excited about it.
That is great. And again, it all goes back to the community. Now, I know that one of the things we need to talk about, because school is underway, although actually in Quincy, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors are not in school today. They let the freshmen at Quincy High have the whole run of the place and get oriented and get their lockers and find out where everything is before the big kids come and have their domain. But basically, it's the first day of school for almost everybody in Quincy. And that means that teachers are back in the classroom. They're thinking about ways to enrich the curriculum. And Arts Quincy wants to help, and Arts Quincy has some money to help. but you're also looking for people to donate. So talk a little bit about this program.
That's right. It's the Instant Arts Classroom Funds Program. You can sponsor a classroom to have an arts experience this year. We are talking about taking more than 3,000 kids to the theater. We're talking about taking hundreds of kids to historic sites. We're talking about bringing the Children's Museum into classrooms and pods. Really, it's a terrific program. When I started this job about 7 years ago, this was a little program. You know, maybe cost us $10,000 a year. This year, between the during the day classroom program plus the after school arts program, Arts Quincy will be putting almost $100,000 into these two amazing programs. Got to shout out some major sponsors for that, including a couple of great foundations, the Mormon Foundation, J.W. Gardner Foundation, and Stillwell Foundation, in addition to the Illinois Arts Council. But it is mostly, and the thing that makes it the best is that it's sponsored by our members. So if you are a member of Arts Quincy and you wonder what you're doing with your dollars when you donate, you're helping this program grow. I mean, there's so much need for it. You know, the teachers pick their activity, and that they love it so much shows you that it is really impactful. It goes to all of the Adams County schools, so not just Quincy Public or anything like that. All the parochial schools, Catholic schools, Lutheran schools, and Camp Point and Liberty and all of those guys as well. 17 schools. In 2019, we served 6,200 students across the county. And I expect we'll be close to that level again this year. We've been down a couple of years like everyone else had, mostly due to busing shortages, but I think we're going to be okay this year. To donate to that, if you want to donate to a specific classroom, you must donate at the $150 level. That is an entire classroom activity. And you can give us a call at the office, and we can arrange to get it to that specific teacher. So if you have a grandkid or something out in the schools, that's a good idea. But if you just want to put $25 towards it, that you can just hop on and do sponsor a classroom online, or you can call us at the office. That phone number is 222-3432. And gosh, we sure appreciate it, because it's donations from the public that let us grow that the program. And of course, we talked about it before, but we expanded to this after school program. And what you need to know about the after school program is it is totally free. 9 schools this year. We have expanded to 9. We're still working on growing that one. But right now we're committed to 9 schools, completely free programming. So it's a big deal to me personally, and to the org at large, for us to provide these arts access opportunities for nothing, to pay artists in our area to provide it. And we're really proud. I'm really proud of that program.
You should be very proud. You know, a lot of people, they always say to me, and it's funny, I've teased Laura about this off the air. People are like, is she real? Because she, I say, yeah, she's real. She's a go-getter. Let me tell you, she is a go-getter. And when she sees a need, she goes and finds people that share her vision and have bigger pockets than she does, and she gets them to support that. But again, we need big corporate sponsors, but we need general people like Mary Griffith, who just write a check and say, here, I want some kids to be able to go to the Quincy Community Theater. Here you go.
Right.
You know, if you've got a charity that you already love and it's arts related, why not expand that? If you've got a classroom where your kids go to school, why not do that? So absolutely, up to $100,000 will probably be given away. Now, that money will stay right here in our community. It'll go back to artists. It'll go back to arts organizations. It'll buy supplies. It'll be bought locally. It's just the money is staying here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's circulating here. And most importantly, it's sparking what might be the next generation of future artists. So you never know who's going to become a dancer, a painter, a muralist, a sculptor, an actor, a musician. You don't know what's going to happen because of the money you gave, but it'll help children really think, hey, I can do that.
So if 10 listeners of the Mary Griffith Show said, you know what, I'm going to put $100 towards that kids program, that would provide 250 tickets to community theater this year and buses for those kids. So if you could have basically an entire grade level almost of one of the schools coming to a theater performance, if 10 listeners thought $100 was worth it. That's, I always like that kind of information, because I'm a small donor to lots of things, right? And I think, what's my $20 or $50 going to do? When they're lumped together, that's big thing. So give us a call. ArtsQuincy.org is how to make those donations, and we can help you get a sponsored classroom. We would love to have you be a part of it.
Anything else? I know there's lots more. I mean,
there's always lots more. You're going to have to just cut me off at some point. I do want to mention this is a great time of year for public art. If you have not been on our Celebration of Education Sculpture Series, we've been talking about back to school, and it is the thing to do. We have 8 sculptures throughout the community at all of the 5 new elementary schools at QND, QHS, and QJHS. Don't forget that there is a cool app that you can get on your phone, and you can listen to the artists talk about the artwork while you're standing in front of it, which is really fun. You don't have to remember it, but it's Otocast, OTOCAST. You can download that and listen to them, or you can scan it at the QR code at any of the sculptures. And if you're not familiar with that app, I do have to say it's great. I was just in Wisconsin, and cities in Wisconsin have this app too, and I could go see their public art, and I just love it. Des Moines has it, Peoria has it. I can't recommend it enough. 8 locations that you can stop by. It makes for a nice fall tour, especially while we're thinking back to school.
Okay, yeah, they're all at the school, so you can do that, folks. There's always something going on with Arts Quincy. They have a wonderful magazine. Become a member. artsquincy.org, any money you give, any membership you buy with Arts Quincy, the magazine alone is well worth the cost of admission. And if you can step up and adopt a classroom, wouldn't that be great? Some of these kids, their families can't afford this, and this may be the only chance they have to be exposed to this. So how great it is that over 6,200 children this year will have an arts experience because of generous people like our WTAD listeners. Laura, thank you so very much. We'll see you next Wednesday.
We'll be here.
Ah, perky pill girl. You've got it. That's all I'm going to say. Johnny Anderson's in the green room. He's going to have to perk up.
Too.
He looked perky.
He looked perky.
He's going to talk about the Lorraine Lyons Festival, so he better get perked up, baby. It's 9:31. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. 9:34, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The Lorraine Lyons Festival is this weekend. Yeah, these Lyons clubs in these small rural towns, they do it all. They are the backbone of volunteer efforts in small communities. And Johnny Anderson is here from the Lorraine Lyons Club. Their festival is Friday night and all day Saturday. And by golly, they've got great things, including glow-in-the-dark kickball. I think that sounds like fun. A ninja warrior course, that sounds great. Live bands both evenings and even fireworks. So welcome, Johnny Anderson.
Yeah, well, how you doing, Mary?
I'm doing great.
You're looking good.
Lorraine is one of those interesting towns because when the four-way highway went through, it bypassed Lorraine, but it also brought a lot more traffic to Lorraine. And like your emergency response forces and your volunteer firefighters and everything, they had to pick up the pace a little bit because there were
That's
more
right.
traffic accidents out there. And it also brought some attention to Lorraine that you can turn off and go into Lorraine. There's a place to get gas. There's a lovely little town there. So let's everybody venture up there either Friday night or Saturday and see what Lorraine has to offer. So let's talk about this. Obviously, the Lions Club is the major sponsor, but I'm sure it takes the whole town
takes
to put
everybody.
On the festival.
Yep, it does. We have a lot of people that help us out and besides our own members. And you know, Carol Schaefer and Ken Gray are the co-chairs of this festival, and they do an amazing job, and they've been able to bring us several different things that we haven't done.
Some new things.
And some new things and some old things. We do it better. This year we got our little Mr. and Miss contest in the park. We haven't had that for a while. Samantha Holton is in charge of that. And of course, first of all, we got to feed everybody. So we got the fish fry that starts at 4 o'clock, and it's a drive-through as we had in the past. But it doesn't take quite many people to do a drive-through. That's one reason and not as much work.
Well, but from 4 to 7, you can drive through. Now you can either take that home with you or you could find a place in the park and sit
neat. Go to the park, and
yeah.
We'll have silverware, and we'll have a concession stand open for beverages down there as far as that goes, sodas and tea and lemonade and that type of stuff.
So COVID put an express line on a lot of things, but you can actually serve more people.
Yeah.
The fish can be hot and fresh. They take it with them in their car. They just drive over, get a parking space at the park, and get out, get on a picnic table, and enjoy their meal.
Enjoy the meal and watch the little Mr. Miss contest. But we have catfish, buffalo, potato salad, baked beans, and we're asking a minimum of a $10 donation. This is also basically a free will offering, but we need at least $10 to
That's reasonable.
And so we're trying to keep it reasonable as possible.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you can choose buffalo. I hate catfish, so I'm very glad that you have buffalo. You know, some people, if you like catfish, you love it.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you don't like it.
That's right.
Then I like buffalo, and people are like, ugh, gross. And I'm like, oh, I love it. So it's so fun how there's different kinds of fish, and people, I love it when you have two kinds.
Yeah.
So you can get catfish or buffalo, potato salad, baked beans. $10 minimum, but if you want to throw in a 20 bucker, you know, they'd love to have it because, after all, this really helps the fire station and helps everything that happens there.
Yeah, it helps the Lions Club as well.
Yeah.
And we have some projects we're going to be working on in Denton Park and some other things around the community that we're doing. And, you know, with a community like we have, it's a fantastic community. They always very supportive of us, and not only the Lorain community, but the greater community where it might be Men and Ursa, you know, surrounding towns and Quincy as well, and people come off that because they and little ride up from Quincy, and you're right there. So
you're right there. Now, one of the things that may be new this year is this glow-in-the-dark kickball. 8 o'clock, the sun goes down on Friday night. Now, is this for kids, or can grown-ups get involved?
Yeah, grown-ups, too.
Grown-ups, too.
So it's just a fun thing.
We all know how to play kickball from grade school days.
It'll just be a fun thing for everybody. So I don't know what's going to happen other than...
Well,
I've never played
glow-in-the-dark kickball, but it sounds like it'll be easier to catch than playing regular kickball after dark. So
I played glow-in-the-dark golf before.
Yeah, this ball's a little bit bigger, Johnny.
It's a lot bigger.
But you do have to run on this one. And then, of course, a great band,
Overdraft
band. Tell us about Overdraft.
Well, there it is, a great band in our area, and we try to keep everything fairly local as to support our local people and those things we're doing. So they play different kinds of music. I think more of a 70s, 80s style maybe, and like that. And they play various things. So
country, pop from that era, but basically
whatever.
The 70s and the 80s, the stuff we like. The young kids like it. The older people say, hey, that's my generation. So, cool.
It's just like that. And then,
Is that free?
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow.
All activities are free.
All activities are free.
All we ask you is buy some food from us at the
concession.
That's how they make their money. After a good Friday night, we're going to have Saturday morning start off with the co-ed volleyball, and that'll start at 9 o'clock.
Is that sand volleyball?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's the same court that we've had for many years, and we'll be playing on that. And then Tiffany is in charge of that. At 11 o'clock, we have our annual garden tractor pull. Lime Bill Miller is in charge of that, and we've had that for many years and always have a lot of people come and pull. It's a really good event, and they bring their kids, and some of them pull as well as their dad does or mom, whoever, pull too. So it's a family affair type of thing. And after that, from noon to 3 is the Kid Carnival, and that's going to be like bounce houses and different things that kids can enjoy and be in and have a great time. And we have a lot of playground equipment there in the park, too. That was a project between the...
So it's not like a big carnival like Knights of Columbus. No, you're not going to have those kind of rides, but you're going to have the bounce houses and maybe some games, you know, the throw the thing on the stick or the fish pond or something like that the kids will always have fun with. You know, I just was at the Knights of Columbus Carnival, and that fascination with picking that little duck out of that pond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little kids, that's really, I mean, they really look and see which one they want. I mean, it's just amazing, their little minds, you know.
It's very important.
I just love it. It's very important to them, yeah. Of course, you can't have anything without a bags tournament anymore.
Right. Yeah, we got the bag tournament, and Danny Valentine is sponsoring that. And registration is 1 to 2, and then at 3 o'clock we'll throw the bags.
Okay.
Going. So it'll be a very good event.
Now, I want to hear more about the 3 o'clock Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
Now,
well,
I want to know, this is new this year, I take it.
No, it's not new.
Actually, it's not new.
Actually, we've had
Ninja Warrior got excited.
Right. Before the COVID, we had it, and maybe had a year or so, and then after that, we've had it. But the young people down there, they built this course or put together for the kids. It's different things they can do, just like Ninja Warrior. You jump through stuff and go over it and hang on a bar. And there's all kinds of different things they do. And, of course, the guys will be right there to help the littlest kids or the big kids, and they just, kids just love it, and they go, sometimes they go more than once because they have so much fun, you know, so they keep going. So it's a thing that they can enjoy. A lot of things for the kids, because that's what we look forward to. At 5 o'clock, or five o'clock, I guess we got on there, Crossroad Country Opry Show will start, and goes to 7:30. And so that's our band, that's country, that's older country, but everybody loves the Crossroad Country Opry Show. So it's, and that's all free. And then at 6 o'clock, all day long we're going to be barbecuing. It's got barbecuing contest, so you get the smells and aroma and everything. And at 6 o'clock, why they'll start serving, and that'll be where you can get a plate to taste the meat on. But you get at least a couple of sides, so it's a $10 donation for that. It's a meal, you know what you're going to get.
Wow, it's great. Well, listen, we got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about how the thing ends on Saturday night, and we're going to reiterate: is there a charge? So listen up. I think Lion Johnny Anderson has basically said, come on up. We won't be charging you anything unless you want to eat a meal, and they want you to eat, eat, eat. My guest on the Mary Griffith Show today is Johnny Anderson. He's a member of the Lorraine Lions Club. Their big festival is Friday night and all day Saturday. Friday night from 4 to 7. It's the fish fry at the Lorraine Firehouse. You just drive through, get your dinner, and then you can take it home or go to the park and eat it. And there's all kinds of activities in the park. Kids free, glow-in-the-dark kickball, adults too. I mean, just kickball teams will be joined. I guess they'll do picky-choosy, and we'll play kickball at 8, and then the overdraft band also plays free of charge at 8 o'clock. Saturday, it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with the co-ed sand volleyball tournament. Those are always popular. 11 o'clock Saturday, the garden tractor pull. There's a car show, so shine her up and bring her up there and be in line by 11 o'clock. Kids carnival, bounce houses, games. That's from noon to 3. Now, is there a charge for that? Is there a charge to go to the kids' carnival?
No.
No?
No charges.
How in the heck are you guys doing this? Well, you're hoping people buy food.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so folks come hungry and thirsty. Then they're going to have a bags tournament at 3 and a Ninja Warrior course that's for the littlest kids, the preteens, the teenagers, maybe even some adults might want to try to
do it. I don't know about adults. We give that to the kids.
Okay, but this is mostly for kids, and again, it is all free, and, you know, they love Ninja Warrior, so this will be kind of, you know, they'll have different courses based on, you know, if you're a 3-year-old or a 13-year-old. Crossroad Country Opry, they're so popular up in the area. Everybody in Adams County loves them. They play from 5 to 7:30, and then by golly, you've been eating all day, hopefully, and drinking all day and spending your money to help the Lorraine Lions Club. But there's still one more meal to be served. If you miss the fish fry on Friday night, you can't miss the barbecue at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And again, Johnny Anderson, how does this work? Because we get to pick. We vote with our tongues, don't
we? That's right. That's right. Yeah, you get to sample the barbecue and we'll have a couple of sides like that, and that's a $10 donation. But you can kind of figure out who you like the best, and you'll be aromas all day long. So if you're there, you'll be smelling that. It keeps you hungry and that type of thing.
And then you vote for the favorite. And is it like crowd favorite wins, or is there a panel of judges?
There's a panel of judges, but it may be a people's choice.
Okay. That's always fun when there's a people's choice award. And then, of course, Impact Band plays from 8 to 11. But when will the fireworks? Is that going to be like during the band break?
Yeah, a bit dark.
Okay. So it's got to get dark. So Impact Band will start to play. Yep. And probably they'll want to take a break.
And take a little break.
And then
we'll have it then. So it'll be fun.
I like that some of these smaller towns are now doing fireworks on non-4th of July type activities. Mm-hmm. What is your take on that? Has this been really popular?
Yes, it is. Everybody likes fireworks. Mm-hmm. At least I think.
Why limit it, right? Yeah.
And it just... it's another celebration, because actually the Lorraine Lions Club is celebrated our 50th anniversary here this last June, but this year is actually the 51st year. Due to COVID, we couldn't have it in the last year. But anyway, this year we're kind of really celebrating. That's a combination of things. So we're just kind of celebrating the Lions Club. We've been there. We've done a lot of things. For example, the ballpark is there, and that was dedicated in August of 89 has been there, and it's been used every year. We have playground equipment that we help install and purchase, and that was a joint project with the Girl Scouts, and we ponied up to do that. We also have the Veterans Memorial in the park, and that's a big project that we undertook with the Village of Lorraine in order to do that project, a $25,000 project. So, I mean, the ballpark was a $36,000 project. So, you know, we've done a lot of things over the year. We continue
permanent, lasting improvement.
That's right. And we've done, you know, sidewalks and a lot of other things around the community. So we always, we're always there. We buy glasses for children and adults. We hearing aids for those who have special needs. And we support a lot of things with the Lions Illinois Foundation. And one of the things is a clinic for the visually impaired children who need help at the school of visually impaired in Jacksonville. So it's still our community. A lot of, we have a lot of people have come from Quincy and surrounding areas to you know, partake of that thing.
Yeah, the Jacksonville School of the Blind and the Jacksonville School for the Deaf are notable,
right,
because children come from all over,
right,
the central part of Illinois to go to school there, and they need that special help. And the Lions have always been the friends of vision and the friends of hearing. So one thing we want to stress, like, I'm going to get new glasses here in a couple of weeks. My lens fell out this morning. That I was late for work today. I put my glasses on this morning, Johnny, and I couldn't see a darn thing, and I'm stumbling around the bathroom. So take my glasses off, rub my eye, put water on my eye, try to get my right eye so it can see. I thought, you know, some film was over it. No, it took me 5 minutes to realize there's no lens in your glasses. So I had to go out and look on the floor in the bedroom.
Find the lens.
It's not the first time it's fallen out this month, so I'm glad I'm getting new glasses. But my old glasses, I can donate to the Lions, and they will take the prescription lenses. They will also take the frames, or maybe together, and reuse them for people that, you know, in third world countries or even here in the United States that don't have access to that.
Absolutely. If somebody wants to have their glasses or donate them, bring them along. We'll
You've always them. Collect them.
We'll have food all day at the concession stand, but if we can take them there and we'll keep them, and or even and on fish fry, you can drop them off. So, you know, have those. We recycle the glasses. They're refitted and they're cleaned up, and they're sent out to third world countries, usually Central America, for our foundation. And then half of them goes to Lions International, which usually does glasses in Africa and some of the other third world countries. But anyway, it's a big thing, and it takes a community to make it work. We have a lot of recyclables that we use to help support our programs and services of the Lions Illinois Foundation, which covers the whole state of Illinois.
You know, the Lions Club is so active, and especially in the smaller communities. You know, you really see Lions Clubs in every small rural community in Illinois. It's the Lions are the backbone.
Yeah, and it is. You know, just like our community, we're no different than some of the other communities. It wasn't for a Lions Club. There have been a lot of projects, a lot of things that's happened to improve their community would not have happened without the volunteers of the Lions and the community itself, the strong volunteers. It's what it takes.
Let's talk about Lorraine and Lorraine's development, because you've been around for a long time. The Lions Club is 51 years old this year. Lorraine at one time had a school. When the school closed, that could have been a death knell for that tiny community, but it wasn't. How is Lorraine doing?
Lorraine's doing well. And the school, we had a committee formed, and we used the school ourselves and the village of Lorraine for a period of time in between when they closed it and opened it back up for about 3 years, and then they decided they need to sell it. So they did. So the school had been used for one of our local outfitters for a while, but it hadn't been really improved. And a good friend of ours in Lorraine is Danny Valentine, and he come up with the idea of making a outskirts bar and putting it together, and he's continuing to work on that, and it's going over great guns. So we got, believe it or not, we're growing. We have a new business that started this year, and he's doing great. He has food on, I think, Friday nights. Every Friday night he has a food truck come in and everything. I've had bag tournaments and other things. We celebrated our 50th anniversary in June at the school, because that's where we had our charter night back 51 years ago, back in June. So we did that. So it's being used for a lot of different things, and it's amazing. I mean, what's going on?
Lorraine has become not only a farming community, but a bedroom community. Some people like the slower pace of life. They can still get to Mount Sterling or Quincy pretty easy, or anywhere to go to a job. So sometimes it just takes people like Lions Club members to say, hey, we've got to have a vision, we've got to have growth, we've got to have things happening in that new business, which is a nice social business. You know, it's nice to have a place to go get dinner on Friday and Saturday night. It's nice to have a place to have a beer after a ball game or whatever. So these things are harbingers of great things that are happening in Lorain. While some towns have a tumbleweed blowing down the middle, you guys have managed to really keep it up and actually improve and grow. So you're doing something right, and I know you're very, very proud of the fire station.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a central focal point of the town, because you know those firefighters, those volunteer firefighters, they're the ones that keep everybody safe. Has farming will always be the number one though in Lorain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we're an agriculture community, so yeah, that's where a lot of the people, you know, not as many as you used to have, but there's a lot of farmers that are getting bigger, and they're the backbone of our community.
Well, for every farmer, there's some ancillary group. Somebody's got to sell them seed. Somebody's got to sell them gasoline. Somebody's got to fix the tire on their truck and on their combine. So, you know, agriculture will always be what makes Lorain buzz, but Lorain can also, with that four-lane highway coming right to your doorstep really helped, didn't it?
Yes, that was amazing. It went first phase of that project was from past Menin and up to Lorain, and it stopped right there. And so they went ahead and did the grade work for the four lanes, but they didn't have any pavement. So I remember when we dedicated the other part, I was asked what my thoughts was on the project, and I said, it's great. I said, now we got four lanes of dirt road out of Lorain.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just got back from Alaska, and two lanes of dirt road is considered a highway.
Yeah,
they don't pave too many roads in Alaska. So if you actually are riding on what is called pavement, you are in high style, for sure.
Actually, Lorain's the only town that's actually in our city limits is part of the road, so part of the highway. We're just glad that they did that, and we have the four-lane
highway.
Because
you get the tax from the gasoline, and, it's good.
It's
good. Smart. Sometimes when a road bypasses a town, it's not good. Lorain was close enough. They didn't bypass. They just went through Lorain, on the outskirts. You guys were smart.
Right,
you know what you're doing.
We're right on the road.
You're right on the road. Well, we're out of time. I'm so glad Johnny Anderson could come in today and talk about Lorain and talk about Northern Adams County. Don't forget, folks, it's everybody's festival, the Lorain Lions Festival, Friday night and Saturday. Free band Friday night, 8 to 11, overdraft band, the beautiful fish fry with catfish or buffalo, your choice, potato salad, baked beans, 4 to 7, glow-in-the-dark kickball at 8, and of course, if you got a good-looking kid, you can enter him in the contest. All day Saturday, sand volleyball, garden tractor pulls, a car show, a kids' carnival from noon to 3 that's absolutely free. So if you're out of money from all the other carnivals in town, you can go to that one for sure. Bags tournament at 3 and Ninja Warrior course free for the kids at 3 o'clock. Crossroad Country Opry free? Free?
Yeah, free. The only free show we give with Crossroads.
I was going to say. Yeah. Folks, go up and eat at the concession stand real quick. What's in the concession stands? Like hot dogs, hamburgers?
Yep, hot dogs, hamburgers, Lions burgers, walking tacos and all that kind of stuff. Soda and drinks and
can you get a beer?
No, it's bring your own now.
BYO. Okay.
BYO.
BYOB. Well, you know that's okay.
That's the way it is on that one.
That's
so
the way it's going to be on that.
I might
one.
Mention at 8 o'clock on Saturday is the Impact Band. I don't want to mention them.
Oh yeah, Impact Band.
They're very good. So
and what kind of music do they play?
A variety of stuff.
Okay, I've heard of them. They play a lot here in Quincy.
People really love to listen, and both these bands are very popular. So.
Very popular. So head up Friday night or Saturday night or go both nights. Thank you, Johnny Anderson.
Thank you, Mary.